Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
You know, Michelle, when I wrote The Hunger Fix, all about food and addiction, the science, and looking at ways to customize treatment, when I was going to the research, I really looked at this whole issue of sort of chaotic eating, disordered eating, and eating disorders right. themselves, and their relationship with addiction. And I know that addiction is very close to your heart because of your daughter and her journey that you've been so open about sharing with all of our Her listeners. And when I was thinking about this whole relationship between eating disorders and addiction, I was thinking, who could really help us understand what that is, certainly from a practical end? And I have just met, and I'm so happy to introduce all of the Her listeners to, a wonderful professional in the field, Victoria Abel, who is also out in Arizona, Prescott, Arizona. It has a very unusual and unique background, both in addiction as well as eating disorders, and is also a professional who has a master's in counseling in addition. Putting all of that together, I think we've got ourselves a wonderful source, a resource to help us understand this relationship between eating disorders and addiction. First, Victoria, Michelle and I want to welcome you to Her Radio. And I know our listeners are sitting at the edge of their chairs saying, well, okay, enough already. If 50% of individuals with an eating disorder are also abusing drugs and or alcohol, this is a rate 5 times greater than what is seen in the general population. Victoria, help us understand, what is going on here? How are eating disorders and addiction related?
They're extremely related for a lot of people. Many people, that's their first addiction, an eating disorder, because it's the first thing that they can control. It's the first thing that they have the opportunity to manipulate so they can, you know, affect the way that they feel, become numb, punish themselves, whatever it is. And then soon after that, what they can find is drugs and alcohol, which might do it in a different way. What we're finding so much, people get clean from drugs and alcohol or any of the other behavioral process addictions. When you pull those away and people start to get sober, sometimes those underlying first eating disorders or even just disordered eating, if they don't fit into diagnostic criteria, those start to come up as a way of managing the new sobriety and or still going back to those old traumas that may have led them there in the first place.
So do you think, Victoria, that you can cure one without curing the other?
Oh, that's a really tough question, because cure is a struggle there. I think that we can certainly help people get sober from drugs and alcohol, because for many that's what's going to kill them first. Or do the most damage first. But if we have someone severely compromised with anorexia, we need to refeed them before they're able to do some of the emotional and psychological work that they need to remain sober from substances. But I see a tremendous amount of people, many of the clients in my private practice, who are clean and sober, and they're not quite ready to do all the deep work that comes from healing from their eating disorder, because I think it's a different level of emotional work. And so we make sure that they're physically stable for a while, and do our best to keep them sober, help keep them sober, and then really work on the food. Well, something that's so challenging about that, though, is my drug addicts or alcoholics, there's an abstinence model that you say, okay, I'm not going to drink and I'm not going to use. What makes it so challenging, and myself being in recovery from bulimia, that I'm faced with my drug of choice, per se,
right.
3 to 5 times a day. And so it's really about learning a new lifestyle versus an abstinence model.
So this is needless to say, right up my alley, because I have such a great interest in this relationship between food and addiction. And one of the things that I love, Victoria, is, you know, I met you over at the Sundance Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is one of the addiction treatment centers of our group, the Elements Behavioral Health, which is the largest residential addiction treatment group in the country. And you've really been working a lot with the whole issue of nutrition there. Now, that's unusual because, you know, old school is, you know, you come in for addiction and they said, well, you can just eat, you know, birthday cake the next day. Who cares? Just so long as you're not robbing a bank or stealing from your mother. So what is your nutrition approach to this kind of demographic?
I think it's extremely important because clients who are newly sober are very vulnerable physically, and if we continue to eat high processed foods, high sugar foods, we're continuing that addictive cycle in the brain. We're also really putting a lot of pressure on internal organs to detox from not only the chemicals, but then also detoxing from the sugar and the processed foods and the colorings and whatnot. So it's also really important at that time that the clients are refeeding their brain and refeeding their stomach and their gut, their entire gastrointestinal tract, because we know that when that gut is damaged, then it's really challenging for people to get better from depression and anxiety, which most of the time is underlying those drug addictions anyway. So it's a vicious cycle to send someone out from in new recovery without addressing nutrition. It really can set them up for a lot of relapse. What I'm really trying to do, and with your help, Dr. Peak, which is so fantastic, but to be able to go into these treatment centers and really design and implement nutrition programming that targets long-term recovery, not behaviorally, but physiologically, which is going to be some of the foundation of their long-term sobriety.
I love that, and I'm going to be so looking forward to working with you on this, Victoria. You know, Michelle, I'm curious. When your daughter was going through treatment, was nutrition even mentioned? What was going on there?
I'm not sure if it was or not, Pam, because, you know, I was part of the program, the week-long program, but it didn't seem to be, it wasn't top of mind, right? And then there's that cross addiction, which is what she has faced, which has been really tough for her because she's gone from, you know, being sober and no alcohol to food, which is really hard to treat, right, Victoria? It's a difficult thing.
It is, and it's really, like with Dr. Peak's work, it's so related to sugar, and it's really related to blood sugar. And to know that the alcohol and the sugar, and then we shift over to the alcohol in candy, cake, pasta, bread, you know, really high processed sugared foods, and the brain doesn't really get to heal in a way that it needs to, nor can the mood truly get stabilized with that much processed sugar.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and this is why cross addictions like that, Michelle, are so difficult. I know that, I think you told me that she was struggling with that. And this is a brand new approach that Victoria, myself, and other people now are really calling to attention, that in treatment, it has to be integrative. You're looking at the mind, you're looking at physical activity, you know, just glorifying that beautiful body of yours, becoming more associated with it, and getting those whole foods on board. And I'm really excited that, Victoria, you're taking an important lead on this. And I know that Dr. Robbie and the Sundance people are so happy to have you on board. I want
everyone to
make certain to go to centerforaddictionnutrition.com to learn more about Victoria Abel's wonderful work. And we want to thank you so much for being on her radio to help us understand why eating disorders and addiction are inseparable. I'm Dr. Pam Peak with Michelle King-Robeson.
Again, you can go to www.centerforaddictionnutrition.com. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.